Hey guys, it is Janine. I am back with another video, and today's topic, I'm going to talk about narcissism. And there is so much stuff all over the web about narcissism and relationships and how you can spot one. But today, my specific topic is on the four types of narcissism, because most people aren't aware that there are different categories and things that you can look out for in regards to spotting and dealing with narcissism and people that have these traits. So the first one and foremost, the most known that we is talked about everywhere, like you'll see tons of different videos on narcissistic traits, then that's the classic narcissist. So the classic narcissist, this is about their egotistical nature. They're very arrogant, attention seeking. They need validation. They also like their validation seeking. They don't stop to listen to anybody but themselves. They have this like grandiose narcissist gesture about them. Okay, so that's like the number one, the classic narcissist that's being talked about everywhere, all over. You can find videos on it. We're gonna go into more detailed ones though. So that would be like the more problematic, which would be the malignant narcissist. This is number two. The malignant narcissist. Who are these people? What do they do? So this is a person whose natural traits are also the traits of like the grandiose narcissist, the classic narcissist, but they lack more empathy. They're very pompous. They're extremely arrogant. It's about me, me, and the givey givies. And they're really mean. So these people will go out of their way to purposely try to hurt you on top of their arrogance, on top of their pompousness. They will go out of their way to try to interject pain and sadness onto you so that they feel better about themselves, and they see you at a lower level. And these people almost, they have almost psychopathic tendencies, okay? Because, but the difference is with a psychopath, they have no feelings. They just do. With a malignant narcissist, what will happen is they will pretend to not give a shit, excuse my language, but underneath everything, they have a little tiny bit of emotion. But this emotion actually isn't like, it isn't for people that they don't know. For example, like these people, malignant narcissists, they will be the kind of person that will steal money from big corporations, or they'll steal like equipment, things like that, from big corporations where they don't know the person at the top or the person's name. They'll also be people that will cheat on their partners. They will lie. They will cheat. They will steal anything that they can do, but they will blame it on everybody else. It's everybody else's fault that they did that. They won't take accountability for their actions. These malignant narcissists, they are extremely, extremely good criminals, these people. And like I said, unlike psychopaths, a person that has malignant narcissism tendencies, they will feel a little bit bad if it impacts their immediate circle. But if it's someone that they don't know, they won't show any remorse. They will just continue to do these narcissistic traits just to get themselves ahead. They don't care who they break down. They don't care what they do. It's all about them. Okay, number three, we have the covert narcissist. So a covert, what does covert mean? Covert means secret. These people are extremely put together, and they'll hide it. They're very grandiose, though. They still like to say things and do things, but they do it in a way that's not really recognized. And so how you can recognize these people, covert narcissists, what will happen is they have this like whole, no matter what happens in life, it's happening to them. So for example, I was this really great actor, but the world never really noticed my talents. So I must have been born at the wrong time, right? Instead of realizing that maybe they need to work at their craft, these people will blame everybody else and be like, they won't take accountability. And if you, they're extremely, extremely hypersensitive. So these people cannot take criticism. So if they go to, say, an acting cast, and then the people are like, oh, you did a really wonderful job, but I don't think you're quite the part. This isn't the part for you. They will act as if, oh, well, they didn't see my greatness. They don't know what they're missing. These people will not take any criticism. And if they do take your criticism, they're going to throw a huge tantrum. They're going to get extremely cold and distant with you because they don't understand how to properly converse. So even in a relationship, for example, if you're dealing with somebody which has this tendency, like covert narcissism, they will act like, well, you did this, and you'll try to bring something up like, hey, this really hurt me. Can we talk about it? This person, what they're going to do is they're going to be like, nope, I don't want to talk about it. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. That didn't happen. I didn't hurt your feelings. You need to get over it. And they'll like kind of distance themselves and give this fiery attitude like, it wasn't me, it was you. Or they're the type of people that when they get fired from a job, they'll be like, well, I quit anyways, so it doesn't really matter. You didn't fire me. I quit. That's the kind of person that, like, these tendencies will come out with someone who has covert narcissism. 9 times out of 10, too, these people will walk around with, like, this mundane attitude, like, the world owes me something, and then they get misdiagnosed with depression. So doctors will give them pills for depression, and then after months and months of them trying to, like, taking this meds, they're not getting any effects. So they're still moping around. They're not actually getting the help that they need because internally they have been misdiagnosed. It's not the depression. The depression over time with help will subside. You will feel better. With covert narcissists, they won't. They will continue and they'll be like, well, that medication didn't work. This life sucks. Everything's against me. It's this constant woe is me. And they're always seeking revenge. Okay. They're always out to feel better and it's everybody else's fault. The world, these people, it's like the world never got their greatness, okay? So no matter what you do, what you try to say to these people, there's no reasoning. There's no reasoning. I've got asked a question of like, how can you tell the difference between a covert narcissist and someone who just needs a confidence boost? So when you're looking at someone who has covert narcissism, what you're going to see is they're always going to be playing the victim card. And when I say the victim card, they're going to be extremely arrogant and they're not going to recognize where their faults lie. In fact, like we'll go back to the example of the actor. So they didn't get that cast probably because there's something that they need to work on. A covert narcissist is going to be like, no, I was fucking fantastic. They screwed up. They're missing out. They're missing out on my greatness. Someone who needs a confidence boost, they're going to recognize where they need improvement. And they're going to take the initiative to try over again to get better. Whereas someone with covert narcissism, they will not do that. They'll be like, oh, well, they're missing out. I'm the best and screw them. Whereas, like I said, someone who just needs a confidence boost or someone who's actually dealing with depression, they will understand that they have shortcomings. They're not going to blame the world for their problems and they're going to make initiative, even when it's hard, to get over some of their shortcomings because they realize that there's always area for improvement. The last but not least that we have today is the communal narcissist. And this one's a very interesting type of narcissist behavior. So these are the kind of people that go out of their way to make really grand gestures. And they're always looking, they're very well dressed, makeup, they look on point, like perfectionism type people. And then they're going out and they're helping people. So they're like working with charities. They're the type of person that will go out and see a homeless person and film it, giving that homeless person some money instead of just being like, hey, I'm going to go help this person. They're always looking for that recognition that they are doing good. These are also people that will go out of their way on social media to like, oh, I found all these puppies. I'm going to nurture all of them and I'm going to give them homes. Or I'm going to host this huge gala and I'm going to bring in like $100 million for this charity, but I need my name written somewhere as recognition because that's what I did and everybody needs to know that I did that. They're not going out. There's no empathy with these people. They are looking for greatness and how to get back that recognition of greatness from other people. Excuse me. They lack the empathy for the people that they're actually trying to support. So you'll see this almost like, what will happen is these people that they're helping or these things that they're doing in order to get recognition, they feel like they're more superior. And so they'll look down on them like, oh, that homeless person, I'm better than that person. Like, they're not getting to know the situation or the people to try to help uplift them. It's more of a, I'm higher than you, I can do better than you, so I'm going to do this for attention and make myself look worthy. And then they'll post it all over social media for that attention seeking. They act as if they're above when they're helping. And it's a form of validation seeking. It's a form of, like, self, they consider it their own self-love, I guess, because, well, they're doing all these big gestures, so they have to get that recognition. So those are four major types of narcissism, and it kind of stems out more than what is on around media right now. Like, I want people to understand that there are different levels here, and that it's not just the classic, oh, well, that person's arrogant, that person has no empathy. All of these have those characteristics, but there is more in depth of it. And people don't realize, like, more and more right now with the studies, there is, it's more deemed for males to step into this narcissistic than females. It's like a 70% male driven than female, but the numbers are raising and it's becoming more equal balanced on narcissism playing out. The reason why there is more men narcissists than women is due to the fact that when men are children, like little boys, they're not taught in society how to have empathy. They're taught that they need to be the protector. They're taught that they need to be the provider. They're taught that they need to have all these big showy things like big houses, big cars, all this stuff that really doesn't matter in the long scheme of things. And so they develop this like mask, and then their empathy kind of washes out the door because they weren't taught how to show their emotions. And it's really sad. So understanding different traits, you can see through these things, but knowing that when you're working with a narcissist, there's no reasoning with them, guys. So you kind of, the best thing that you can do is pull back your energy and allow them to go off, because a lot of times, eventually a narcissist will, if you don't give them the attention that they're looking for, eventually they will seek to figure out what is actually going on. This takes a long process and a lot of healing and acceptance within themselves. So the best thing, like I said, pull your energy away and try not to deal with these people, because you're only going to get depleted and they're going to use and abuse and manipulate you till the end of time. So have self-love, guys. Boost yourself up and push these people out, because they do not need to be sucking off your energy. They need to go get help. They need to get healing, and they need to realize that these behaviors that they are doing are not only detrimental to the people around them, but it's hurting themselves inside as well. So I really hope you guys enjoyed this video. I'm going to be back with some more stuff here soon. Much love. Like I said, till next time, guys. Make sure all my information is down below in the description box. If you want to follow me on Facebook or chat with me, just reach out. Take care. Bye.